the rest of the story. You serve dog food in a restaurant these days, you're going to go to jail, at least. But more than a century ago, there was a fellow named Ferdinand Schumacher who sold livestock food to people for the people themselves to eat, and he got away with it. Until the newspapers discovered what Schumacher was up to. The caustic reaction echoed for months. Editorial writers, cartoonists, everybody got after him. Imagine they declared a nation of people gradually, inexplicably beginning to make barnyard animal noises. Or even acquiring barnyard animal diseases. One vehement New York Times editorial on the subject was reprinted for weeks in papers all over the country. The paper called it a gastronomical atrocity. Well, this is the rest of the story. Ferdinand Schumacher was rotund, though tiny, 5'4". Only his face was slender. His ears were too large. His hair was unruly and his mustacheless beard neglected. But Ferdinand was a capable processor of livestock food. Ferdinand meant no harm when he started selling his barnyard fodder for human consumption. An immigrant to the United States, he sympathized much with the other immigrants who had settled in crowded cities and who were unable to afford the grand meals enjoyed daily by most Americans. You know, the traditional New England breakfast in those days was a feast. It might include salt fish and beefsteak and sausages and boiled fowl and ham and bacon, padded with cornbread and sopped in gravy or jam or honey, all in one meal, mind you, and with potatoes and probably mixed vegetables and topped with a fruit pie. And in the South? In the South, such meals were even larger. And on the frontier, such meals were even heartier. So Ferdinand Schumacher was determined to provide the poor urban immigrant American with a substantial breakfast, even if it were the same breakfast that the horses out back were eating. He called it Avena, A-V-E-N-A. It did not sound poisonous, Avena. And before he knew what had happened, and despite the shock and chagrin of the news media, not only poor folks were eating Avena, but even the well-to-do began to enjoy it. Some were even beginning to call Avena nourishing. Now, this was more than 100 years ago. You eat cat food today for whatever reason, people are going to feel sorry for you. But once upon a time, there was a miller named Schumacher who sold the world the idea of eating food fit theretofore only for horses. And nobody started whinnying, as newspapers nationwide had suggested might happen. As a matter of fact, each generation of breakfasters since has happily accepted the staple for which Ferdinand Schumacher was roundly criticized, Avena. He called it rolled Avena. It was later renamed by the Quaker food company Rolled Oats. Oatmeal? That's right. Oatmeal. And now you know the rest of the story.